You're listening to KNKX. Nationwide protests sparked by the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis are hitting home especially hard in Tacoma right now after the Pierce County Medical Examiner ruled the death of Manuel Ellis a homicide. In March, Ellis died in handcuffs while Tacoma police restrained him. The cause of death was respiratory arrest. Jamaica Scott is an organizer who has worked with Ellis's family to bring attention to his death.
We see it as a problem that's not taking place here in Tacoma. But Manuel Ellis is not the first death that's been caused by the Tacoma police. And if things don't change, he certainly won't be the last.
Scott is a Tacoma native and a founding member of the Tacoma Action Collective. She sat down with KNKX Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick to talk more broadly about the ongoing protests here and across the country. And she says there is something different about this moment.
It's not the brutality. The brutality is that's been happening for a long time. But I think what's different is we're at a point where a lot of things are kind of coming to a head at the same time. Like the current presidential administration that's in office, like that has really gotten people already pretty riled up. And that is, people are very passionate, whatever side you're on, people are really passionate. And then with coronavirus kind of shutting things down, it removed a lot of the comforts that allow us to put these heavy topics to the side for a bit. And it's just kind of gone because we're all kind of stuck at home and life is kind of on pause. And so I think that that's what the difference is that we're all collectively in a place where we're harshly examining the state of our country and the state of how things are ran and how safe and secure we all actually are.
And you organized the 4 mile march in Tacoma in response to the police killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. That happened back in 2014. How can you maintain focus on these issues as you go through all this? How do you keep doing that? How do you keep shining the light on it?
It's, you know, I mean, some days it doesn't feel like you can keep going. It's more that I'm able to do it out of love. One of the people, my friend that I organize with, she always says, you know, we don't do this because we hate white supremacy necessarily. I mean, and we hate it, but we love Black people more than we hate white supremacy. And so that is why we do it. We do it out of love for the community, and we're able to keep doing it because people trust us and we trust our community, and they're putting our faith in us and we're putting our faith in them. It breeds an understanding between all of us. And that leads to, I don't need to know you personally to love you and to respect that your life has value. And so that's what pushes us to keep doing it is a love for the Black community, but it's a love for the Tacoma community. And it's a love for the freedom of people that we've never even met.
As we move through the coming days and weeks, are groups in Tacoma coming together to plan what sort of demonstrations and events should happen? And in if you're having those conversations, is there any talk about doing anything differently?
Protest is a very valid way of calling for justice, and it's not the only way. So if you feel called to go out and protest in the streets from dusk until dawn, do it. If you feel like you're better going to serve your community running for office, run for office. If you feel like you can serve your community best by writing an op-ed in the paper, do it. Whatever you feel like is going to help your community, those are the things you need to do. Tacoma has such passion when it comes to supporting this community. And so I think the conversation mostly is around how do we harness that passion into something that really lights a fire under our leader, or like our elected leaders and our federal government and state government and so on and so forth.
Jamaica, you mentioned this was happening out of love for your community. There was also a lot of anger and grief. And I just wanted to see if you could speak to the relationship between those emotions.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't love, if you didn't care, you know, the anger wouldn't be there. If you didn't love and you didn't care, you wouldn't feel the grief over the loss of of whatever that was, whether that's a person, whether that's your sense of safety, or even whether that's your sense of what your community stands for. So I think that all those emotions, there's no one way to respond to the type of loss and the type of anxiety and the type of uncertainty that we are all experiencing right now. And so they're always all connected, and it's just a matter of, you know, where your body is at that day. And it's all valid and it's all okay. And I think the important part is recognizing what it's doing to your body and finding those moments to deliberately choose to seek out those moments of support and those moments of love and finding those moments of joy. Because the grief and the anger and the fear, you know, that's part of that system of oppression. That's part of keeping you too afraid to, you know, to organize, to get out there, to call for justice. And I think that as you push past that fear, you know, those emotions aren't going to go away, but you're going to learn to deal with them in a way, and you're going to learn to see them in a way that is not as debilitating as it once was. And I think that that's where the love comes in. When you realize that you can go out and you can shout in anger and somebody is going to stand by your side and tell you, I hear you and I'm with you. I think that that's how that plays in together. When you feel loved, when you feel safe, you feel that it's also okay to express your grief, to express your anger. You know, it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be scared. And you still have to love, and you still have to push on, because if we do it together, we'll get there.
Jameka, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.